the three things that are from Jesus. The Bible said he waxed strong in spirit. Number one, you put that in your prayer time. You wax strong in spirit. Increase in wisdom. Increase in wisdom. And have favor with God and men. Those three things I pray almost every day. Wax strong in spirit. Increase in wisdom. And have favor with God and men. Actually, in that you're putting Jesus' spiritual clothes on. Why he had so much favor, why he had so much success, is not just because he was the Son of God, it's because he obeyed. You ask the Lord that, that's what, Luke 2:40, Luke 2:52, something like that. You look at those, and ask the Lord that. Now, if you want to know the two prayers to pray for me in this time, in this season, I think it's in Colossians where he talks about doles of utterance. What chapter that is? Paul said we have doles of utterance. He talked both times about praying and watching. He said that I may speak the mystery of Christ. Come on, yo, somebody find that. Yes, it's in Colossians. And it's the same one that come back at a different dimension in Ephesians 6:18-20. Doles of utterance that I may speak as I ought to speak boldly. The mystery of Christ and the mystery of the gospel. Colossians 4:3, and the fifth word going there too? What did it say, the fifth word?
It says, with all pray also for us that God will open unto us a door of utterance to speak the mystery of Christ.
Colossians 4:3, right?
Yes, sir.
Uh-huh.
For which I am also in bond, that I may make it manifest as I ought to speak.
All right, notice the word mystery and the word manifest. You see, now, if you don't notice it, you didn't choke on it. The church basically has been trying to live on history. What John did, what Daniel did, which is our lesson, but there are lessons for you to have a manifestation or demonstration today. Are you following me? So that scripture, then, if you look in Ephesians 6:18 now, 19 and 20, it's the same prayer. But notice it say, pray and watch. Pray and watch. Then he asks for he asks about that mystery, that he may speak it boldly. You want me speaking the mystery. Amen. You see, because it gives you manifestation, it gives you understanding, it gives you wisdom that you'll be ahead of the pack. You'll know what to do. You see. And don't send me praying hours and hours and hours and come here and you can't receive it. Amen. See, a lot of things be spoken. They come out the mystery world. They come out by revelation. They come out secrets and mysteries that can't be known on the surface. They have to be pulled out by the Holy Ghost. You understand? This church is moving at a pace that a speedometer can't record it. And that's why I try to get you all to participate. And y'all can't hear my voice just on Sunday. You got to hear my voice all the time. Now, we know about the internet, but it's not like personal. It's not like being here, you see. You need to be here. But just see how your life changes you do those things. See? You'll find yourself where you were weak at, couldn't handle it. You'll find yourself strong. You had a habit, you break the habit. Power of God, break the habit. Power of God, break it. You have no idea how much I love you. You see Paul writing them love letters? You have no idea. See, love don't mean hugging and kissing all the time. Love is deeper than that. You have no much. You got part of the sukishkede menbros there. Shoko nala basseke telamonko sete. Bronzege do grisete. Don't move too fast. Take your time. There's no time with God. God works by dimension. So just keep yielding to his spirit. And you will not fail in that which he send you to. Hallelujah. Some of y'all have got a little schooling in you. You know not to leave till I leave out. Some of y'all, some of y'all, Some of my older hands used to be here. They didn't got, they're so smart now they leave right after service. They think they got everything they need, I guess. Nobody got everything they need. There's always more. There's always more. I mean, this is almost powerful than the whole service. I done told you my portion of prayer life. Wax strong in spirit. Increase in wisdom. There's no sense being ignorant in the spirit. When you're ignorant in the spirit, John 10:8, take a hold of your life. The thief, kill, steal, and destroy. But when you got wisdom, you start walking in abundant life. See, the abundant life is in your eternal life. So some people got eternal life, and abundant life in the eternal life, but they're not enjoying the abundant life. Here now. Here now. You know God wants you to have anything you want? Amen. What? Yes. Delight yourself in the Lord. What the Bible say? Any of y'all got any desire?
Yes,
huh? Do the delight and the desire come. All I'm doing is delight myself in the Lord. Seeking first the kingdom of God. That's all I'm doing. That's all I'm doing. God really, you know, now preachers will jump on me about this, but God really want to showcase himself through you. And so when he find out he can trust you, you the one he's going to bless more than enough. If he can trust you to give him the praise and the glory for what's happening in your life, there's no limit. Now, I'm called to make all y'all rich. You know, some preacher will talk you out of that and say, God don't want all of us rich. I think he want all of us rich. All of us not going to be rich. He want all of us saved, but all the people of the world not going to be saved. But you see, the Father is tired of the world making a mockery of his goodness. We rise. We rise. Where in this area, he can't do it. Keep everybody in their place. See, street folks think that God can't bless. See. And they laugh at the church. But they were laughing at this church some years ago, but they laugh to a choke. Because God turned things around. You remember, you were with me?
Yes, sir.
Yeah, we
yes,
came
sir.
Where we came from. You know where we came from, you know. Don't y'all let this season pass you. You know, I got a season, then I'm checking out. Then my boy's going to take over. But take advantage. I ain't going nowhere now. Better bring your lunch. But just take advantage. A lot of time, you know, I didn't know how to say this because this could be arrogant if a person don't understand it. But when the Lord told me that you can be in the presence of greatness and don't even know it. Now you won't build a statue and burn a camel. I knew him. I was in the meeting. No, get now. You want it now.
Amen.
You want it now. Connection is so powerful. Connection is so powerful. Why you think all our members, no matter what come up, they're still standing? John, they're still standing. I mean, up in age. I mean, you going something gonna happen, but they're still standing. Why? They know how to get back up. If they don't hear God's voice, they hear my voice. Get on up from that. Try it again. I'm hurting. Fight it. See, power, man. Power. See, I preach with power today. Some words was coming out with power. I feel that power still coming in. What? Power. Hitting that spot. They're telling you you're not going to make it. No such thing. I have no room for failure. I ain't planning on failing, brother. Fight till you win. You follow what I'm saying? Fight till you have what God say you can have. Guess what he said you can have? Everything. The Bible didn't tell you to be discouraged. The Bible told you have good courage. Everybody going to have a good fight every now and then. You're in this world, aren't you? Huh? You know you got an enemy, right? Yeah, but you know you got a Lord of Lords and a King of Kings, too. that has already whooped the enemy. Spend more time with God. Cut that doggone television off some time and go. You hear God calling you, go spend some time with him. Sit down 15 minutes and just listen. Have a pad and a pen with you. I've been doing this for 47 years. Spend time with God and you'll never lose. Now I'm going to say this and I'm leaving. Most of your attacks are designed with promotion. Don't let the devil read your mail. Read it yourself. He going to lie to you and tell you you're losing. Read the mail yourself. You're going to see something in the mystery telling you, I know the devil thought he was going to do this for you, but the next time he comes, I'm going to have you on another level. Why the Bible say, this scripture messed me up when I was a young Baptist boy, you know. Cut it all joy. But what? When you fall in various trials, tests, I said, what? What kind of God is this? Cut it all joy. Knowing this. See, you got to know something to count it joy. Ignorant people can't count it. Cut it all joy when you fall in various trials. Somebody, Lord, minister to somebody. You fall in various trials, tests and tests. Knowing this, that the trying, they're just trying. Anything come against you is just trying. Yes, the trying of your, let patience have a perfect work. Yes, and let her go into her entirety. Good fight, good for you sometimes. It keep you from being lackadaisical and sitting around just, you know. And so you get attacked, and you really find out who you are. They say, I got cancer. I say, yeah, die, cancer.
That's right.
I'll curse you at the root. Yes. See, you got to lay the axe at the root of the tree. Right. All right, I'll tell you something else. ABC. ABCD of faith. You think you know it. You don't know it. When Jesus cursed that fig tree, the disciples, it was dried up when he come back. The disciples were all excited. Jesus said, wait a minute. No, y'all haven't learned the lesson. Y'all haven't learned the lesson. You don't know how I did this. I did this from 11:22. Mark 11:22. Look at it quickly. I did this from Mark 11:22. Y'all don't understand. I did this from 11:22. Have faith in God. That's why I did that from 11:22. Mark 11:22. It wasn't no so big of something I'm doing. And if you don't get A, you can't go to B. B is the 23rd verse. Very, very, I say to whosoever shall say. You can't say if you don't believe. You see, if your faith not right. See, we try to work on our faith. But in the Old Testament, it said, the just shall live by his faith. Galatians 2:20, I live by the faith of the Son of God. Mark 11:22, have faith in God. Have the God kind of faith. What is God's faith? He is faithful. He never failed. He never faltered. He is faithful. You see how strong that'll make you? You don't have to be mustering faith now. You trust in God. B, then you can say it. 24, then you can pray it. 25, which is the D of faith, that you can forgive people. People can stop your faith. You get offended, they say something stupid, they gossip about you, and then the devil makes sure somebody come tell you. Got a question though. Did it change anything? No. It's going to change out of your mouth. Because you're going to get angry. Now you're going to go talking about them. A, B, C, D. You got to have that forgiveness for your faith to work right. On the other hand, you got to have faith in God. He's faithful. You want an illustration of that? It's the First Thessalonians 5:23. Where you're talking about presenting your whole body, soul, and body to the Lord. And then the 24th verse says, see, you're not doing it. Faithful is he that calleth you. Wait, that was the 24th verse said, who also will do it? I thought he told me do it. I thought he told me in Romans 12:1-3 to do it. No, he's doing it. He wants me to cooperate with him to give me the power to do it. What did he say? I can't do it alone. Have faith in God. Now watch your next, the next thing you need to deal with, watch it. Watch when you tell the devil, yeah, yeah. You tell, I got faith in God. He said, what? I got faith in God. I don't have all that faith in myself because I read 3 chapters. I have faith in, I'm looking for faith in God. And when you're reading, when you got a test, when you're trying to pass a test, now I'm going to say this to you. All your tests today will turn into a testimony. I don't even know what you're dealing with. I know who we're dealing with. He always can change things. God has not given us, I'm trying to close, man. God has not given us the spirit of fear, but power, love, and a sound mind. You winning whether you know it or not. Hallelujah. That's your second sermon.
Yes, sir.